Greetings and welcome to another edition of Soundography, a crash course in music, one band at a time. I'm Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain.
And today we are joined via Skype by Mark Davis from Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
And welcome to Soundography, first of all.
It's great to be here.
Glad to talk to you. Yeah, great to have you here. And thank you very much for your support of the show via Patreon. It's very much appreciated and very much welcomed. And because of your generosity, we've invited you to not only be a guest on the show, but also to determine the subject of said show. And let me ask you right now, what band or artist have you chosen for us to delve into?
Pet Shop Boys.
Woohoo! Excellent.
Never heard of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Aren't they from the West End of something?
They're from suburbia. Come on.
No. Okay. And they play dominoes?
Very good. Okay. Are we going to go through every single one of their songs now, Hammond?
Please. Right. Please.
God, because that would be a sin. So, Mark... What made you pick the Pet Shop Boys?
Well, I would say probably they're my favorite band. When I started listening to them, the first album came out was when I was in college. Mm-hmm. So I was really into kind of that synth pop, especially British synth pop, like Eurythmics, Depeche Mode, Human League, Orchestra Maneuvers in the Dark. And so I really liked all those types of bands. Mm-hmm. And the Pet Shop Boys was my favorite out of those. I kind of like that. I guess I'm kind of a little bit of an Anglophile. I've got a Mini Cooper. So, you know, but I like their kind of droll sense of humor and their lyrics and their style and just their longevity. You know, they've been around for, I think they started in 84, maybe something like that, you know, so they've been around for a good while and still are still very producing very good quality music, I think, very consistent with what they've done in the past. So, and it's only been the two of them the whole time. They work with various other producers and various other artists, but mainly just those two guys. So it's kind of like, you know, that music you listen to in college is kind of, it always has special meaning throughout, even when you get older. And so listen to the old stuff I like of theirs. And then I really like the new stuff of theirs as well. Just saw them last November in Atlanta. For a concert on their super tour with their album that came out last year.
Oh, nice. Nice. I imagine they put on an amazing show, like really like, you know, a lot of theatrics and stuff like that.
It's funny. Cause, my wife and I went to, I took her to a show and she wasn't looking forward to it. She likes them, but she doesn't like them that much, but she really enjoyed the concert cause it's more like a musical. It's very theatrical. A lot of lasers, a lot of dancers. It's almost like each song's a production number. They work with choreographers. So it's more of a musical type orientation than a normal concert. And they almost have to do that with only the two of them. And they don't really play guitars or they don't really play drums. They've got, you know, the keyboardist and the singer. So you got to have some, a lot, you know, there's a visual aspect to it.
Right.
All kinds of other aspects to it too.
Right. And reaching back to something you said, you know, when somebody asks, what's your favorite music or what's the best music? The best music is always the music you listen to in high school and college, because that's the stuff that seems to take with you into adulthood. You know, it's, you'll still collect the albums from the bands that you listen to in high school and college. At least that's been the case for me and a lot of people I've talked to about that. It sounds like it's the case for you as well.
That's why I have a warm, fuzzy spot in my heart for Rat.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that today, and the band I listened to in high school a lot was Def Leppard, and I do have all their albums as well. But we listened to that Pyromania album probably every day going to school for probably an entire year.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh man, very cool. You've already alluded to this, but what is your favorite memory associated with Pet Shop Boys? Is it this most recent concert? Is there a concert in the past you went to, or even just the memory associated with a particular song or album?
You know, I don't know that I have a favorite. I mean, I don't really have a favorite memory associated with them. They've just, I really liked them. I guess the first concert I really liked a lot because they didn't tour for a long time. and being in Des Moines, they're not coming to Des Moines.
That's not a usual stop so, of the tour, right?
We saw them in Minneapolis, and the tour they had last time, they went to 47 different countries. So they're popular globally, so they don't necessarily, and they're not as popular anymore in the United States as they used to be, so they don't play as many dates here. So the first concert I saw them in Minneapolis, which is a very good concert, in a lot of their concerts, it was in an actual theater up there, you know, more of a, because it's a smaller crowd, and it was, it's a theater we saw Hairspray in, I think, once up in Minneapolis. So, but that was a really good show, and just being the first time to see them live was a lot of fun.
Very cool. Hammond, I've been dominating here. Let me let you talk.
Well, what's your favorite song they've done? I know it's hard to kind of pick, you know, the prettiest baby, but is there even like an album that you prefer over others, or is there a song that kind of stands out as their definitive song?
Well, I was looking at that today's too. And as I don't know, as I kind of talked to you maybe a little bit before we got on the call, I'm an analytics consultant for a living, so I went and looked at my ratings on iTunes for the albums to see, you know, what are these albums that I rate the highest?
Right.
So what's the average rating? So in their first two albums, Please and Actually, and their last two albums, Super and Electric, are my favorites. So I thought that was kind of interesting that those four are my favorite albums of theirs of all time. So I like a lot of the new stuff. And then, but the old stuff brings back a lot of memories. So West End Girls and Opportunities, and, you know, you got the videos kind of associated with those two songs that are kind of seared in your mind. But, you know, songs like It's a Sin, and then some of the newer stuff like The Pop Kids or Love is a Bourgeois Construct. So, but yeah, I like a lot of their stuff, and almost all of them have two or three favorite songs on them. So
that's cool. Yeah. I kind of talked a little bit about this on the Desert Island Discs. the Desert Island Disc episodes, but if you asked me before I sat down and did exactly what you did, which is look at the ratings I had on each of the albums, on each of the songs, I would have said that Cool for Cats was my favorite Squeeze album, Squeeze being one of my favorite bands. But it wasn't until I looked at the data, looked at the analytics, that I discovered that I had much higher rated songs on RG Bargy, and that became one of my that's become my favorite Squeeze album. And it's funny because it wasn't until I actually sat down and really, you know, and rated every song until I said, oh, wow, I've got way more higher rated songs on this one. And so it's funny, the things you think are your favorites and the things that you find out are your favorites based on, you know, using that analytic side of the brain, which usually doesn't get associated with the creative side of liking music.
Yeah. What's interesting about that too is I made all those ratings not at the same time, over years and years of listening to the songs. So it's a pretty good, I mean, I guess it's affected a little bit by what mood you're in or how your tastes change, but it's pretty arbitrary. I mean, a good way to figure it out. So
yeah, I think because otherwise you tend to rate them compared to the song you just heard. It's like, oh, do I like this song more than the one I just heard? Yes, then I need to give it a higher rating. Whereas you're doing this almost you know, rating them independently of one another, which is totally the way to do it.
Yep.
So cool. What's the one thing that you want people to know about the Pet Shop Boys going into our episode?
Well, I think people will probably be surprised that there are a lot of the songs they know that they don't remember maybe, but B, I think this is one of Brian's favorite groups, but I kind of think they have a little bit in common with a band like A-ha. Where, you know, if people talk to them about that band in the United States, maybe right now they maybe think they're a one-hit wonder, right? You know, but they're still very popular around the world, even after they weren't popular in the United States anymore. And then the other thing is that, you know, it's tough to write a good pop song. It's not easy. So, you know, I think they don't get the respect they deserve for being able to do that over, you know, a long career.
Totally. Right. No, that totally makes sense. And you're 100% correct on the A-ha. Whenever somebody says, you like A-ha? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, the Take On Me group, right? Have they done anything else? Did they break up in 1984 after releasing a couple albums? And then I start listing off all the things, the James Bond theme and the, you know, the other things they've released. I'm like, oh yeah, I totally know more than just Take On Me. So yep, I can totally relate to that.
That's because this show always shines on TV.
That's right.
Are we going to do that for every band we talk about now?
Hey, if the challenge is thrown down.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this? So, Mark. Had to sneak one more in. Excellent. Well, where can people find you if they want to find you online, find you on Twitter, something like that?
I am on Twitter. I am T and then the number 0, SPMAD on Twitter. So,
excellent.
And not on Facebook or any other social media. So.
Oh, so you have plenty. So you have lots of time.
I have more time. That's why I'm not on those. Yes.
That's what I mean. Exactly. Time. You have definitely more time because you're not on those.
Exactly.
Good. Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for not only, you know, being a part of this episode, but also giving us a band that I think Hammond and I are both looking forward to learning about, delving into, and going from note one on song one all the way to the new stuff on Super. I'm really excited to check this all out.
Yeah,
well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, actually, I'm really excited to delve into the Super band.
All right, you win.
he's the winner.
He's the winner. Excellent. Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Really been enjoying the show so far, so keep it up. Looking forward to hearing this one.
And welcome to another episode of Soundography. It's a crash course in music, one band at a time. Welcome to season two. It's been a long time. Well, not that long, because we've been feeding you with other shows in between now and then. But happy to finally be back in the swing of things. I'm Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain. And welcome back from the desert island.
Yes, that's right. Yes, welcome back from the island. Oh, thank you for sending that drone with the Dream Theater album. Was it Dream Theater
no,
album?
No, I sent you King Crimson. No, I sent you King Crimson.
King Crimson, that's right. That's right. That's what it was. That's right, because you had to have a Dream Theater album on your island. Right, yes, back from the island. Boy, the weight I've lost. I've put it all back on. It's amazing. It's almost as if I never left.
It was like our own personal thing of Survivor, and except it wasn't us getting voted off. It was just listening to music until someone came and got us.
That's right, exactly, yes. Anyway, so we are back, and as you heard at the top of the show, this is a special episode about the Pet Shop Boys. Big thanks to Mark for his contribution, his suggesting of Pet Shop Boys, and also for his support as a patron. Again, if you want to support the show and get in that upper level where not only can you suggest the topic of a show, but be a guest on the show, then make sure to go visit patreon.com and do a search for Soundography and contribute. We love your support. We couldn't do what we do without your support, and makes us feel all warm inside.
People actually love us.
They do. They do. And we appreciate that love.
Yes.
Let's talk about something that I love, which are the Pet Shop Boys. I do like the Pet Shop Boys. But boy, when you go through and you listen to their entire catalog, start to finish, you do start to notice something.
Yes.
And you hit it on the head.
Yes, you do notice something. You hit the nail on the head
right away. Yeah. Is that they have a very, very consistent is the positive way of saying that their sound never changes.
I mean, we're looking at 30 plus years of the same six notes.
Well, the same delivery, musical, vocal delivery, the same style, of course, but also the same kind of content.
Yeah.
Right. It's sometimes deep, but usually even the deep stuff is kind of surface level deep.
Mm-hmm. They're pseudo deep. They're right. Faking deep.
Right. Pseudo philosophical.
Yeah. Sometimes it's poignant. Yeah. Sometimes it's poignant. I will give them that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, again, it's is it's kind of like what you have with Iron Maiden. If you like Iron Maiden, you're going to always like Iron Maiden, yes, because they're not going to experiment with a country album. They're not going to veer off into a Latin spoken word album or something like that, right? They're always going to deliver the thing that it is about them that you like. Green Day is kind of the same way too. Yeah, I think.
Even Green Day though has branched out as they've gotten older.
Well, sure, into like concept albums and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just think that as far as dance groups go, their longevity is credit to their consistency. But I also feel like their consistency kind of makes them the Leonard Cohen of dance groups.
Now, quit using him. Quit invoking the name of Leonard Cohen as a negative.
It's not. It's because I see a lot of similarities. They both love their electronic musical instruments. They both have good to sometimes astounding lyrics. Mm-hmm. And they both have a very tried, true, predictable delivery method. I'm not invoking it as a bad thing. I'm drawing a very solid line between very distinct similarities.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, it's so easy to criticize a band for not changing their sound, but really there's something to be said for the ability to maintain the longevity and maintain that level of quality. Cause I think, you know, one of the things that you do worry about if you do try to drastically change the sound of your band is a drop in quality or a drop in,
the fan reaction. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Look at Load and Reload and then Saint Anger, both drastically different in very different ways, and the fans backlashed in a big, big way.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah, you tend to lose the fans that are like your tried and true, hey, I love the sound, don't change, keep it up. And if you veer too much from that, then it's a way to alienate those fans who appreciate that predictability of your band.
Oh, and also we've got to give them a little bit of a pass because this is a dance group, and that puts you in a certain hole already. This is not, we're not looking at King Crimson or Genesis. We're looking at a group that is specifically created to create dance music.
Yes and no. I think that while they do create dance music, and there's certainly probably 60% of each album is probably made to be played on the dance floor, I'd say that they're not exclusive to that, though. I mean, each album has some of these introspective, slow burners that, you know, are more ballady.
I see what you did there. That was clever.
What'd I do?
You invoked a title of
the album. Introspective. I do. Well, you know, we're going to be doing that a lot.